This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
Hi, I'm Kendra DiColo, author of I Am Not Trying to Hide My Hungers from the World, and Poem A Day guest editor for the month of March. I hope that you enjoy today's offering brought to you by the Academy of American Poets.
This is Shamali Gallagher, reading The New York Times Says Aloe Is a Hoax. The New York Times says Aloe is a hoax, and I, with stinging hot skin, read the article hoping I would believe it, because I don't want to leave the house after sundown, or not quite sundown. The cone of light is wide open, and magnolia trees, large and proud, but not blotting the silver shell sky, whirl and spire and aperture, all aperture. I read Call It in the Air, Ed's book about his painter sister and her death at 44, like Billie Holiday, and I start to consider 44. No, not the death, just the conch of it, how it whirls and opens limelights. 44 limelights a woman. I thought I'd passed all the ages like that. Okay, I guess the death, that's accidentally glorious. Aloe may not contain aloe. It may contain benzene, which kills you. Even if it is real aloe, it might not work. But as a kid, I aloed my mixed-race skin when it's tan tipped to coral, and my aloe is an archetype of soothing, the soothing of sunlight, ramen noodles, and days. Real solace, not drink or mania or the hot pink chemical twang of now and laters, then more. I promised myself no drinking tonight. And when I texted Ed about it, how his book helped me turn away from wine, I of course hadn't told him I'd started again, having once said sober. Embarrassed, I went upstairs to start counting days from one. Now I think I'll go out alone in the dusk to drugstores where I walked all childhood wanting candy, and the summer before college when I spent all day in bed eating flaming hot asteroids and spree. I guess now I'm committed to this earth and my feet on it, and I'll rub my skin with what might be a plant. About this poem. On summer nights, exhausted from work and parenting, I sat by my kiddo's bed waiting for him to fall asleep and typed into a document whatever allowed me to slough off the ordinary day enough to transmute it a little. Therefore, this poem exists. It's winter now, and I'm not writing. But I will again, and if you need to hear it, so will you. The Ed in this poem is my mentor and friend, Ed Pavlich.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day, and if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.